I'm Steve Scherr. If you don't know Norm Langille's name, you probably know his work. Langille started the organization One Reel, creators of the annual Bumbershoot Arts Festival. 14 years ago, Norm Langille decided to branch out. He brought a huge vintage Belgian tent to Seattle's Queen Anne Hill, produced an evening that was part dinner, part theater, part circus. Langille called this production Teatro Zinzani. 6,000 performances later, Langille and his teatro companions have just opened a new show. It's called On the Air. Norm Langille told our colleague Marcy Silman the show was inspired by the golden age of radio.
The opportunity was to explore like a time that really stopped in the mid-50s, where there was variety shows about all sorts of topics and suspense theater and romance theater. And we thought, well, let's make a show about it. And of course, then what do we do about the visual acts that are juggling? You know, juggling doesn't get any better than when it's on the radio. And what we learned was that the music that's played behind the acts more or less filled in the radio space. So it became a musical show and a comedy show that we filled in these musical moments with acts. And it sounds great. I'm kind of stunned when I go out to the parking lot and turn on my radio how good it sounds like a real radio show.
Norm, you started your career out in park shows, right?
Yeah, in 1972, I created One Reel Vaudeville Show on the back of a 1931 Model A truck, which we built into a circus stage. And we toured all over Oregon and Montana and a little bit in British Columbia and Washington, playing at agricultural fairs, where we became the only other cultural attraction besides country music. But that's when I gained an appreciation for performing in the sun, where you have to engage an audience where you have no theatrical tools at all. You can't use lights, can't tell them to be quiet. You have to get to them and hold them, much like a street performer.
So Teatro Zinzani is a little bit like those park shows, isn't it?
It is the same. It's just that the performers now are world-class acrobats, comedians, and famous singers.
I'm talking with Norm Langille. He's the mind behind Teatro Zinzani. Before that, he created One Reel Vaudeville Show, which was the precursor to One Reel, and One Reel produces the Bumbershoot Festival every Labor Day weekend. How did you actually come up with the idea for Teatro Zinzani?
Well, it happened when we did a bilingual musical about rice farming. We were invited to go to the Olympics in Barcelona in 1992, and when I was there preparing for it, I saw the Spiegel tent, and I went inside, and I was 3 feet off the ground immediately. It's carved wooden mirrors. It's like a jewel box inside, so which is always what you're hoping with an audience, that they walk into the environment before the show starts and have already released themselves from their daily tasks, and they're already floating, so you can take them anywhere. And we think of it as the set. And the audience is now being invited to be on the set with us on stage.
Did you plan for it to be a permanent thing?
No, it was supposed to be just a 10-week project following Bumbershoot. And it just was such a big hit that we extended it for over a year after that until our fifth emergency ordinance to allow a tent to be erected in the city of Seattle came up. And everybody said, look, we can't keep doing these emergency ordinances. You either got to build a building or move the tent. So then Mayor Willie Brown invited us to come to San Francisco. So then we went to San Francisco, and then we returned back here when we found another tent in Belgium 2 years later.
Norm, what is it about teatro that fulfills you artistically?
Well, it's fun. I like fun. I like comedy. I love funny things. And it was more of a creative challenge. When you do festivals, producing is really a way of picking finished products and putting them together in a pastiche and an interesting juxtaposition time of day. It has a different rhythm. When you get into a festival, it's like 24/7 in your brain, and then suddenly when the festival's over, you can't even write anything down. Nobody calls you. Suddenly everything you've memorized is totally in the past. And with Zinzani, it's a creative challenge every day. Plus, I was trained as an actor, and it just allowed me an opportunity to go back into my roots, and it's fun.
When you look back at everything that you've created, One Reel, Bumbershoot, and now Teatro Zinzani, How do you want people in this region to think about your artistic legacy, your contributions to the city? Is there a word for it?
I think zany is a good word. Funny. Seattle is funny. The beauty of Seattle is a smart town. So it allows you to be clever and bawdy and funny, and it has that Norwegian sensibility about it that I'll sit through anything and enjoy it.
How long do you expect Teatro Zanzani to be part of Seattle's art scene?
It's like looking into the future. We plan to be here another 10 years at least. There's so much more to develop. The circus community in Seattle is developed. There's other smaller studios around town. There's some great circus artists that are coming out of here. Comedians, the burlesque scene is great. It's just a way to remember that the best experience you can have is life.
That's Teatro Zanzani founder Norm Langill speaking with Marcy Silman. The latest show on the air is at the Spiegel Tent on Seattle's Lower Queen Anne Hill through June 1st. This is The Record.